I love my boyfriend so much, but I just can't shake the feeling that his mother-in-law is flirting with him. Hello, we're not married yet, but I need help. I, 25F, have been with my boyfriend, 26M, for almost a year now. He's the best guy I've ever met, and I feel so lucky to have him. His mom's nice, I really like her, and she seems to really like me too. She brags about me to others, says she loves me, etc., and she was the one who suggested I move in with them before me and my partner even started dating. It was only them two living together growing up, and pretty much always has been other than men she was seeing intermittently, and my partner's long-term ex-relationship whom I mil hated, rightly so TBF. The problem is her flirty behavior towards her son, which he doesn't see. I thought I was being crazy, however the first couple months I was scared I would come home to them doing something, and that is not normal. To start, they only talk to each other in baby voices, so much so that I know they're not on good terms if I hear them using their normal voices. They say they love each other basically every single conversation. They sound more like a lovey couple than me and my BF do. At night she will say in the most baby voice, "Good night baby, I love you so much," and he will reply, "Oh no way, I love you more." As if talking to a lover. I feel so uncomfortable and now hate for him to say certain phrases to me that he says to his mom, since it's all said in the exact same tone and feels so wrong. She has more than once said to me, "Wait, you know I'm not like attracted to him or anything, right? Because that would be gross, ew, yuck." Finger in mouth, fake gag, and everything in the most unconvincing way, literally like a schoolgirl denying her crush. I don't know any other parent who would say anything to warrant even needing to clarify. She said, "I'm so in love with you," while staring deeply into his eyes, and immediately caught herself and said, "Well, not like that obviously, but like it was on purposes and staged, like she just wanted to be able to say it." The other day she asked him to put a clock up on the wall or something to do with some handiwork. He sighed and said something about it being a hassle, and she replied, "Well, you look good while doing it." I felt sick and went upstairs. She hugs him so much and for so long, like 30-second eyes closed hugs, while I'm just sitting there feeling so weird, and this is daily. Asking for kisses constantly too. And she will ask for back scratches. On her birthday she will request 20 minutes of back scratches from him, which he does, or she whines in a baby voice and pouts. She walked into our room when he was giving me back scratches and said it's not fair and he needs to do her too, and then joked it should be one of us on each side. I felt so uncomfortable but didn't know what to do, so just kind of smiled at her as if I agreed. She is obsessed with him and there's so much more I could write. I feel like I can't cope much longer, but I don't want to break up with him, especially since this isn't his fault. I love him so much and want to stay with him. I spoke to him and he says he's shocked as he never heard that from anyone, and told me he's never taken anything she said that way. He took it well, but I still feel so stressed. What do I do? Relaugh and comment. While I'm sure he's a good guy and you love him, it doesn't sound like he has an issue with this arrangement. Which means years of you trying to convince him it's not right, and trying to set boundaries, and get them to change their unhealthy behavior. That's if they ever do. They both sound very happy and comfortable behaving this way, so change is unlikely. It's going to be so much of your time, energy, and sanity. It hasn't even been a year, cut your losses and take it as a lesson learned. If you stay, you're eventually not going to be able to stand the sight of her. She will start making your life miserable if she catches wind that you're trying to change their dynamic. At some point you will start to resent him, and find him unattractive BC, he's such a mama's boy. Again, maybe not his fault, but it's also not your problem. Get out of that freak show. Now.